So, for example, Dalit, right? Dalit de lahon, Dalit tagin kaune. This is very important. Means the Dalit that has four tagin consisting of kaune, horns. Now, if you look at the development of a Dalit, it starts off and it's got two protrusions from the monoline, and then it gradually starts to have this doubling back. And then it ends up with this double carne as a quite rare form. And generally in Sefer Tagin, he's talking about the rare forms, the rare allografts that turn up. And
So
you
he
can
doesn't need
see.
to describe the common ones because those are just everywhere.
Exactly. He's describing special ones, and then he's going to put a meaning on the special ones. So there are 11, and it's figured as 10 plus one, and they all appear in either the word Adam or Dam. Adam meaning man, or Dam meaning blood. And they're all about avoiding murder or the shedding of innocent blood. And the consumption of blood, which is not allowed.
Wait, so this is worth dwelling on. What do you by any chance have available where those forms are? Because I
I mean, they're mostly in they're in Genesis, and they're all in two or three verses, except for one, which is there's well, there's two either end bracketing, and then all the rest of them are in just two verses. And I'd have to
So
go
what
off and
oh
fetch my
okay, well,
PhD
we
to
won't put you on
rewrite.
the spot there to But so that's really interesting. So the word Adam, which sounds like the word Dam, blood, those have these special, it's a
Extra
special allograph.
protrusions.
Wait, so hold on a second. Let me, there's a piece here you haven't explained, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. So when they're writing, or they're, let's say, formulating, I don't know if they wrote it down, when they're creating Sefer Tagin in the Ur text, the original form of Sefer Tagin. And let's what give me a year sometime after
Probably
70.
about 80.
So in around the year 80 CE, 10 years after the destruction of the temple, they're making Sefer Tagin, and they how do they decide where to put the 11
Not they, it's
allographs?
one. It's one bloke. His name's
How does that bloke decide where to put, what's
Nachum.
his name?
It's probably Nachum HaLiblei or Labler, depends
Alavla,
on how you know. Lablar.
Nachum the scribe, okay.
I've seen so many different versions of the pointing on that particular word. La
Okay.
blah, live there.
Whatever the however you pronounce that word in ancient times.
Nachum
Nachum the
the scribe.
scribe. Okay.
Nachum the scribe. Okay. So Nachum the scribe
So where does
is
Nachum get this from?
probably, he's looking at the different things and he is trying to find some meaning as to the temple's been destroyed. I want to put the temple into the Torah. And he comes up with this way of doing it. And here is an example of him putting the horns of the altar onto the Dalit. He hasn't actually done that. This is a form that has actually arisen. And what he's done, he's spotted the form and he's gone, oh, I like that. I'm going to turn that into a visual
So
midrash.
you're saying he has a manuscript, a scroll, clearly,
He probably
in the
has
year 80.
several.
Oh, yes, several. And he says, oh, they use a special form here. I want to perpetuate that because it, well, why did the original person have an allograph there? Who wrote the
Well, no,
scroll?
because they were trying to, well, in terms of the tug-in, these protrusions from the monoline, the original tug-in, as opposed to the neo tug-in that they invent later, because they've become part of the letter and they're trying to put something on something that already has it, but they don't recognize that it has it. He's just seeing this because it's how the letter forms were developing. And the chances are that these slab serifs are in effect copying the Greek and Roman serifs, but because they're using a reed as opposed to a brush and stone that created the serifs, they're very slab-like, and they create these triangular protrusions or these straight-up protrusions or the curled protrusions. They're just protrusions. What he's done is come along and give it a meaning.
So, guys, in the first century AD, nobody was writing with a quill. They were writing with a reed. And so that you're saying it has a more kind of
You can't get a fine line.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.